Hey everybody, welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things SEO and digital marketing with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
This podcast is hosted out of Salt Lake City, the small business capital of the world. So if you're a small business looking to grow, this is the right podcast for you. In today's episode, we're talking all things content marketing strategy.
That's right. We're going over the basics from how to start your research to breaking down your content and posting them. So let's get started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for SEO and digital marketing with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
In today's episode, we kind of want to kick back a little bit and, you know, get real with you guys. We understand at the end of the day, a lot of the people that are going to be watching this podcast are, in fact, trying to do a lot of these, you know, SEO and digital marketing tasks on their own. So we get it. We're a small business company in the heart of small businesses, right? Utah and Salt Lake City is like the, I thought I saw recently in a campaign at the Megaplex theaters, they were saying that Salt Lake City in Utah is the small business capital of the world. There's so many small businesses here. So we are one of them. We get it. We know what it's like to run a small business firsthand. We also know what it's like to grow businesses firsthand, because not only are we doing it for our own, but that's what we do, is grow businesses. So we get it. We've been in your shoes. We're in your shoes. We know that money can get tight and you've got to make sure you're spending the right money in the right places and investing at the right time. What else I would say is, you know, there are a lot of hats that we still wear that we wish we didn't as well, right? We try to hire out professionally as soon as we possibly can when it makes sense for our business, because we don't want to be wearing those hats. So while we know that it would be great for you to hire out professionally to do your marketing, a lot of you haven't got there yet. So today's podcast is really about, what can you do to maximize the efficiency of your content marketing strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really important lesson that every business owner has to learn. I'm not an accountant, so the time that I spend doing anything accounting related versus actually working on marketing is not the time best spent for me or our clients.
That's right. Yeah, I believe we were bookkeeping. We were doing all sorts of things at the beginning of our business, just because, you know, as startups do, you wear all the hats, and it was to our detriment, right? That we're starting to do things the wrong way. So, you know, getting a tax person, getting a bookkeeper in place was important for us. And then, of course, hiring out all of the components to our business to help us be able to grow and scale as well. So consider hiring marketing out as soon as you possibly can, obviously, for the benefit of your business growth. But until then, today we want to talk about content strategy. What is content marketing? How do you structure all of the platforms where you can produce content? And how can you be the most efficient with the production of that content across those platforms?
Yeah, it's a challenging piece, but it's really important for the success of your business. Even if you work with and hire out a marketing agency, knowing those important facts about your business, like what you say is your mission statement, or, you know, having some of those brand guidelines outlined, some of the key core pieces to starting up a content marketing strategy can be really beneficial wherever you're at in that process.
Yeah. And, you know, I failed to mention, but it's fitting that we're wearing our matching shirts today. We do have some new swag.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
For Run Lead Gen. Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, I'll show you the back here. I believe it says, digital marketing is easy. It's like riding a bike, except the bike is on fire, you're on fire, everything's on fire, and you're in hell, right? That's the joke, because the reality is unless you know what you're doing, like any professional job out there, it can be quite a lot to deal with. So
I want to really quickly say that this was not planned. I showed up over here to work on our podcast and we were wearing the same shirt. It was not planned.
Twinning day. Hashtag twinning. Well, cool. So let's start with a quick story. We have met recently. We have quite the community here locally of business owners that we are a part of, and we get to meet with a lot of different business owners, both that are in the client relationship and then many that aren't, right? And one in particular we met with happens to be a not exactly a psychologist, but in the mental health space, and they're growing a fantastic business. You know, great content, great product and service that they offer. And they were going through their content strategy with us, and so many good things were going on. They have a face and a name associated to that trust and authority that they're building for all the content. And then, you know, they're following a lot of the best practices, especially when it came to social media. We were lucky enough to just get involved and talk with them early on to maybe just make a couple tweaks. And we wanted to share some of those learnings that we were able to share with them and just give you some fundamental direction as you are also definitely in the space. If you're trying to grow your business, especially on your own, you're thinking social, you're thinking website, you're thinking ads, you're trying to do all that yourself. How can you manage this whirlwind of content?
Yeah, that's a really important thing. And, you know, obviously getting some good tools in place to help make posting easier or to sync up your communications can always make things easier. But yeah, that's a really important kind of starting piece.
Yeah. And speaking of tools, if you are looking for tools that will help you keep social posts all in one place, you know, that's stuff that our app and our service, as far as the marketing automation side goes, can definitely help you with as well. And because it is a SaaS, a software as a service platform, it is quite a bit cheaper compared to other manual, you know, technical services that we offer. So if you're looking for, all-in-one, you know, fantastic software to help you with some of that and manage some of that, we do have a solution for you there as well.
Yeah, that's one piece that can cut down on the time intensive part of making sure when you prepare content that it's going up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all of the other places that are a great place to post, Google Business Profile posts. I mean, there's so many places where you need to have content to get in front of your target audience where they are. So,
and it can get really tricky as well as you start to produce content across all these platforms to then manage and monitor all of the inbound engagement. People are liking, they're commenting, they're filling out forms, they're chatting with you on Facebook or on, you know, direct message or private messages on other platforms. And you know, a platform like ours helps keep all of that in one place and helps you not miss those things, right?
Yeah, but I guess, so maybe you want to share some of the things that you shared with the, I won't say his name because I don't know if he wants his story public, but
yeah,
of what the content they were creating and where some of the roadblocks were.
Yeah, so they had done their due diligence in that they went and looked for keywords, which that would be the first thing you have to do. Go and identify as many keywords in your niche, in your industry, from the top of funnel to the bottom of funnel, meaning the intent of the query. So if somebody's searching for, you know, how to, very informational based versus, you know, a product or service, very, very sales based, you want to have a good idea of what all those keywords are. So they had done that. They went and did some keyword research, used some basic tools, grabbed all that. And I'm not only talking about SEO and websites. I'm saying keywords across YouTube. VidIQ is a good thing. You know, SEMrush is a good thing. Google Ads or the Google Ad account. There's a tool called Keyword Planner. There's lots of tools out there, some of them free, some of them freemium, that can help you gather a list of things that people are using or looking for in your industry. So start with that. They had done that.
And this is actually something we're seeing more and more business owners do, even at the very beginning when they're deciding their business name. So I know in the marketing communities online, there's been a lot of pictures that have come out where the dentist has literally named his store Dentist Near Me so that he can take advantage of that keyword being in his business name for maps and everywhere else that it gets posted. And so it can... keyword research is definitely foundational, and for your content strategy, the absolute starting place. And for a lot of business owners, even becoming more important in the formation of their business. We also see a lot of businesses using that keyword research and ending up filing a DBA and doing business as under a new name to be able to take advantage of that in their Google business profile name on their website, and just having that contextual relevance for the actual company name across the board.
So. Yeah, perfect. And so this particular friend and business owner had done a lot of that due diligence, went out, found a bunch of keywords, and they are creating a bunch of short, you know, digestible, quick content, like reels. Now, we don't offer organic social as a service. We do have partners that we can help with that if that is something you're looking for. However, we do provide direction in that. Our skills are more technical as far as the marketing side, setting up the back end of websites and Facebook ads and things like that. But so they've been putting out a handful of reels every day, TikTok, right? Digestible, quick, engaging content. So that was great. What they had missed was, okay, that content and those keywords have additional value. How can we leverage that across all platforms? So here's a basic framework to consider. If you start with a keyword, say how to change a drain on a sink, right? You're a plumbing company. You found this. There's a lot of volume. You want to show that you're an authority in this space. That's a top of funnel informational based keyword. All right, so I'm gonna create a longer video for YouTube. I do a YouTube video about how to change the sink. I'm showing people how I'm changing the sink. I'm showing them how I know what I'm doing. I'm going through step by step. I'm very informational. Now, not only is that performing to a certain level on YouTube, but we can take that video, put it on a web page on our site, mark it up with Schema. Now that web page can also start to rank and be indexed for that particular keyword. And now I have a great beginning to some of that short form content. So now I can go and say, you know, one of the five quickest steps to fixing your drain, right? Check out this video. So I capture their intent. I'm building my following and the authority on the social media platforms, but I'm leveraging the content that I'm building on those holistic evergreen platforms like a website and YouTube. And now I've got a really great way to get content out to all of the different platforms, and I'm funneling them into a place where they can convert later down when they do finally say, gosh, I don't want to change the sink, or I tried it and it sucked, and I know that guy knows what he's doing and he's in my area. I'm going to call his business and have him do it.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And so even for our podcast, we will take clips out of our podcast and turn those into reels, turn those into TikToks, and even create additional content around what was covered in the podcast. So really that initial planning turns into a content strategy for all the platforms and makes things a lot easier than going back to the drawing board for every platform and new ideas constantly. And so it's also much more organized, right?
Right. Yeah, consider the alternative, right? You don't have keywords, you don't have a content calendar in place, which we'll talk about here in a second, and you are just trying to come up with new pieces of content every day, every week. Eventually, you know, that can lead to a couple things. One, you're just going to start to feel like you don't have direction. Two, your followers are going to feel like there's no story, there's no narrative, there's no build to what you have to offer them. It's going to be difficult to follow you. Three, you're going to start to create duplicate content, right? You're going to say a lot of the same stuff over and over again because you don't have a strategy in place. If you then start with, say, that keyword research, you identify all the keywords, you know the next 100 pieces of content that you're going to produce in long form, and then you've got at least twice that many short form, so that you've really got a great plan for the next year or 2 years of content. That's the way to build authority, to build volume, and then to ultimately increase the sales to your business.
Yeah, and it can seem counterintuitive that some of this content may be beneficial to your SEO, but as we've seen Google and other search engines really trying to serve up content that is going to be very authoritative, demonstrate that expertise, as well as good topical coverage for people that are doing like hub and spoke model content pieces, or even just in a standard blog format, that can play a role there as well.
Yeah. So I think a really fun exercise for you guys to consider what we're talking about today. Number one, obviously start to take notes, you know, consider your content, consider your keywords and how you're going to strategize pushing that content out across all your platforms. But number two, go ahead and start to, you know, look at the people that you're already following. Where are you engaging with them? You know, you've got some people you follow on YouTube. You've got some people that you follow on Twitter. You have people that you follow on TikTok. You've got people whose websites you go to all the time. What is happening on each of those platforms? Where are you in their funnel? As you start to pay attention to this, you're going to find that it's really clever the way that they are engaging with you. I mean, to kind of break the third wall, if you will, and pull back the curtain, right? This podcast is intended to be very informational. We want an audience here who is interested in trying to do more on their own. We want people seeing these videos that are, you know, looking to build their own business and they want to try their hand at marketing. But also, this is an opportunity for us to put out to the world that we're really good at this thing that we do. And what better way to show how good at it we are than to go through step by step on what we're talking about, so that if you do run into issues, you know guys that know it and they've shown that they know it and you've got a relationship with them. So all the content that you're creating across all these platforms, yeah, you're engaging with an audience at a different stage in the funnel of your pipeline, but ultimately it's the same concept. You're creating a relationship with people so that they trust you, they know who you are, and they want to use you when it comes time to do that. They're thinking of you because they have a relationship with you.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a ton of people in your life and in your social engagement online or not that when it comes to SEO, that's Quinn in their mind. So kind of making that relationship of, oh, yes, for this topic, for online marketing, that's Quinn. He's the guy. And so it does help to build that relationship.
Yeah. And so let's talk about briefly here, like what, why do this? And what's the alternative if we don't do this? We just had a conversation yesterday with a prospective client, great, knowledgeable person in their field, tons of opportunity as far as what they can offer the world with their service and their product. But this particular individual really had been spending a lot of their time over the course of the last many years focusing on something that we consider renting marketing, right? And it is a means to an end. There are many platforms, you know, home services companies use things like Angie's List and Thumbtack and Home Advisor. There are consumer sites across the internet that ultimately gain traction, gain clients, leads, contacts, and then sell those as a byproduct to others. And that can help people that have small budgets and they're looking for the fast next thing to grow their business. But for you that are listening here, mark our words. This is a superficial way to grow. This is not being promoted by the platforms that we're talking about. This is not what people want. This is a big reason why we talk to so many home services companies, is because it doesn't work. Ultimately, there isn't that relationship. They're price shopping. The business that gets the lead is now fighting with four others that are, you know, that also got the lead, and they're trying to lowball themselves just to capture the business, and it's just not sustainable. It's not scalable. So if you're considering growing a business organically, truly, that's going to be sustainable throughout the course of your life and maybe generations to come, this is the path. It takes effort. It's gardening. It's planting. It's iterating, right?
Yeah. The phrase we've been throwing around is owned asset optimization, right? These are your assets. And while buying leads, it might be a good way to get started or to supplement as you grow, in the long run, you're giving someone else the keys to your business. And if you can't grow without that, they can turn up the price on you. They can turn it off. They might have their lead flow get cut off. And now you maybe have built a huge business with people and families that rely on that income that gets shut off because you don't have full control over how you get leads and new customers into your business. So,
and you guys, this is a common thing. We hear this all the time because as human beings, we are looking for fast, quick, you know, solutions to our problem. And that's not to say that these aren't valuable in some way, just to be educated and make educated decisions so that you know the difference, right? This particular story goes like this. We won't make any names or any references to a particular business, but consider a large health insurance company, okay? And they've got a slew of agencies and agents in each area across the United States. And this health insurance, you know, corporation suggests to all the agencies and agents that they ought to just go out and buy essentially a pay per lead type thing. They're buying a byproduct of somebody else's marketing. They pay, we'll say, besthealthinsurance.com to give them a lead. Well, besthealthinsurance.com is now using that money to build the brand of besthealthinsurance.com. They're building the owned asset that's going to generate business. And besthealthinsurance.com is going to sell it to other corporation, health insurance corporation, and another. And what happens is now besthealthinsurance.com can't supply everybody with enough. And so they can't buy enough. So now they're coming and they're saying, I need to have more leads. I need to have more business, but there isn't any more to be had in that well. The well is coming up dry. And so they're SOL because they've built now a $1 billion business on an asset that they didn't own.
Yeah, it's a very volatile place to be. And while we absolutely want to help that person, we're not in the selling leads business. And so, you know, we're helping them in other ways and getting them started down the right path of owning their own marketing. But yeah, it's a scary starting spot for a really big company. And really, having this kind of core content marketing plan can take some time to develop. So coming up with your initial research and scheduling out and getting a nice content calendar that's going to help you mature your content marketing is a key.
Yeah. So the next time you get an email or a phone call from a marketer saying, hey, we can increase your leads today, or we've got this really stellar system and program that's going to change the game for you, be wary of what they're selling you. That doesn't mean that everybody's bad. So people have stuff to offer, and they have stuff to offer because stuff works. But be informed. Hear out the offer. Identify what they're doing, okay? Ask them, how exactly are they going to grow your business? This is something that we struggle with the most in our industry, is that because there are so many of these salesy marketing schemes and strategies, we have to differentiate ourselves immediately. We are not those people. We are not coming in saying, we are going to just, you know, you're going to get 100 new leads tomorrow and it's going to grow your business and you're going to be a completely different game tomorrow. Because that's not a viable, scalable, and sustainable future. What we do and what you ought to do as you're considering this strategy, right, is building and owning assets. So that means when you run Google Ads, you're running Google Ads for yourbrand.com. You're running Facebook ads for your person, your trusted authority figure that knows what they're talking about. When you build a website, it's with content from your people, your experts that know everything about your industry. Because that's going to not only grow organically across all these different channels, but now you're going to be building these relationships with people who are going to trust you over the course of time. And now you have a business and not just something that you're kind of picking and choosing and trying to find the next thing just to keep you afloat.
Yeah. And thinking back to some of these stories, we had another recent one where, and again, we won't say any names, but they were purchasing leads for a mobile mechanic shop, and they were growing their business. They had more and more people working for them. And then their lead source where they were buying those leads dried up. And that can happen from Facebook finding that one of these companies is violating their terms of service, or they were doing SEO, but they were doing black hat SEO. So now that lead source gets cut off and they're out there searching for the next viable path, but it's a much better path to have been building your own content marketing from all along.
Sure. And I think maybe something that's important to be said here as well, we're not trying to say if you've ever done one of these things, it was the dumbest thing in the world and you shouldn't do it again. That's not true either, right? There is money to be made in some of these quick schemes. What we're saying is, don't build your strategy around them. Build your strategy around what we're talking about here, and then supplement with, you know, some of these strategies, because they can help in the short term. They can help in a pinch, right? Just don't put all of your eggs in that basket, because you're going to find that you'll get churned and burned, and then you're going to start saying stuff like, I don't trust marketing at all. And that's just an uninformed thing to say. That would be like saying, if a plumber came and whacked your sewer pipe and filled your basement with poop, you're never going to use a plumber again, which would be insane, because now you need a plumber.
Yeah, and I feel childish for laughing at the basement filled with poop, yeah. So I'm sorry.
So ultimately, what we're getting at here today is, look, you've got to build content. Is it you building the content? Is it an agency? Is it an in-house marketer? That's up to you. You need to build content across all of the platforms so that people can find you when they look for you. They can find you when they're not looking for you. What you are now presenting yourself to somebody who's unaware, right? So you've got awareness, you've got traffic, and then you're considering people in the different areas of their interest and their knowledge of the solution that you provide to a very particular problem. Once you start to consider your content marketing in this way, it really becomes quite simple as far as the execution of the plan. Create long form, holistic, comprehensive content, and then break it up into bite-sized pieces across the internet where people expect to see it that way, and funnel them back here to a conversion place.
Yep, very well said.
Awesome, you guys. We hope that today's podcast helps. It gives you some direction as how to build your content. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or anything else, leave them in the comments here. Let's have a conversation. Did we miss anything about content marketing strategy from a holistic standpoint? And as always, go ahead and hit like and subscribe so that you can stay up on all the latest for SEO and digital marketing. This is Run Lead Gen Radio, and we'll see you next time.